This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. France's Interior Minister says all makeshift homes on the French Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte have been completely destroyed by Cyclone Chido. Speaking after an emergency government meeting, Bruno Retailleau said that there were fears of a high number of casualties. He added the French state was mobilising support.
In the coming hours and days, we will surely have to study short-term housing solutions, just as we will also send reinforcements. Relief is now urgent, but the essential needs in a few hours, in a few days, will of course be to meet their needs for food, drinking water, and there will be the need in particular for housing. And that we really attach a lot of importance to.
French media report that so far at least four people have been found dead. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Washington has made direct contact with the HTS rebel group, which is now in charge in Syria, despite still designating them as terrorists. Mr. Blinken was speaking in Jordan after talks with representatives from several Arab countries, Turkey and Europe, about the future of Syria.
In this region and elsewhere, we've seen how the fall of a repressive regime can swiftly give way to more conflict and chaos, how the shoes of one dictator can be filled by another. That's why it's so important that we and our partners came together today to agree on principles that will guide our efforts to help the Syrian people meet these challenges and build the inclusive, non-sectarian, peaceful and sovereign state that they want.
Medics in Gaza say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 22 Palestinians. The IDF and Hamas say one of those killed was the mayor of Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. 13 others were killed there, including medics say at least 10 who'd gathered to receive aid. Medics also say at least 7 people, including a woman and her baby, were killed in a school in Gaza City. Israel said Hamas was using it as a base. ABC News in the United States has agreed to pay $15 million to Donald Trump for libel. The legal action was brought after the TV host George Stephanopoulos inaccurately said the incoming president had been found liable for rape in a civil suit. Rowan Bridge reports from Washington.
During a heated on-air interview in March with a Republican congresswoman, Mr. Stephanopoulos repeatedly said Mr. Trump had been found liable for rape. His comments referred to a civil suit brought by the journalist E. Jean Carroll. But the president-elect had in fact been found liable for sexual abuse, which has a distinct definition in New York law. Mr. Trump sued ABC and Mr. Stephanopoulos. It's now emerged the two sides have reached a settlement. As part of the settlement, a note will also be attached to an online article saying ABC News and George Stephanopoulos regret the comments he made.
BBC News. The South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has vowed to fight on for his political future after Parliament voted to impeach him over his failed attempt to impose martial law. President Yoon has been suspended, but as Laura Bicker explains, the final decision on whether to remove him will be taken by South Korea's Constitutional Court.
They have to review this decision, decide whether or not it is constitutional. So it goes to them. Now, that could take several months. Only then, if they ratify the decision, if they agree with the decision, then there will be a presidential election. And that has to be held within 60 days. So we are looking perhaps either spring or next year before a new election is really kind of in the full swing and a new president is chosen. In the meantime, our prime minister chosen by President Yoon will take charge.
Reports from northern France say a man has turned himself in at a police station, saying he'd killed 5 people near the port of Dunkirk. He's reported to have confessed to the killing of 4 people at a camp for migrants, including 2 security guards. He also said that he'd shot dead a 5th person in a nearby town earlier in the day. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has led tributes to Isaac Andic, the founder of the Spanish fashion retailer Mango, following his death in a hiking accident at the age of 71. Spanish media reports said Mr. Andic fell into a ravine while walking in mountains near Barcelona. Opposition supporters in Georgia have continued their protests in the capital Tbilisi and other cities into the evening. A rally outside Parliament was addressed by the pro-Western president Salome Zurabishvili, who told the crowd that new elections were needed to achieve peace and justice. Earlier, a new president was elected, the former footballer Mikhail Kavalashvili, who's known for his nationalist anti-Western views. BBC News.